This is Fresh Air. Rock and roll historian Ed Ward has a profile of a rhythm and blues singer whose talents were on a par with the likes of Sam Cooke and Jackie Wilson. Even James Brown said he wished he could sing like Little Willie John.
Talk to me. Talk to me.
There are some artists whose names people forget almost immediately after their hits stop coming. Historians overlook them, and it isn't until years later that somebody finds a record, puts it on, and realizes that here is a major talent. That's the way it went for Little Willie John. He was born in Arkansas in 1937, and his real name was William Woods. From the sound of his voice, I'd venture to say that he spent some time singing in church, in gospel groups, probably standing in front of the other singers so people could see him. He checked in at exactly 5 feet tall. In 1951, he showed up in Detroit, where the legendary bandleader and talent scout Johnny Otis saw him perform. He recommended that the equally legendary owner of King Records, Sid Nathan, sign him. Nathan passed on the 14-year-old singer, though, at least for a while. Willie John spent the next few years singing with big bands, including those of Count Basie and Duke Ellington, and this meant that he learned a whole lot of the standard repertoire. But his first love was rhythm and blues, and when Sid Nathan gave him his chance in 1955, he was ready with a song by Titus Turner called All Around the World that has some of the finest surrealistic lyrics in the history of rock and roll.
Well, if I don't love you, baby, grits ain't groceries, eggs ain't poultry, and Mona Lisa was a man. All around the world, I'd rather be a fly. I light on my baby and stay with her till I die. With a toothpick in my hand, I dig a 10-foot ditch and run through the jungle fighting lions with a switch. Of course, you know I love you, baby. Yes, you know I love you, baby. Well, if I don't love you, baby, grits and groceries, eggs and poultries, and Mona Lisa was a man.
It was a hit, at least on the rhythm and blues charts, and he followed it up with an even bluesier ballad, I Need Your Love So Bad.
I need someone's hand to lead me through the night. I need for someone's arms to hold and squeeze me tight. When the night begins and I'm dealing with, I need your love so bad. I need some lips to feel next to mine. I need someone to stand up and tell me when I'm lying. And when the lights are low and it's time to go, I need your love so bad.
That guitar intro, by the way, was by Mickey Baker, another unsung genius. In the middle of 1956, Willie John had his biggest hit, a song he co-wrote. Baby, hear every word I say. Peggy Lee, of course, is the one who made Fever into a national hit in a version that took all of the subtlety away from the song, which made it pretty hot stuff. In fact, Little Willie John only had two pop hits in his entire career, the sensuous ballad Talk to Me, Talk to Me, and an awful overarranged thing called Sleep. That came out in 1960 and was his last big record. Sometime during the 60s, Little Willie John stabbed a man to death in a bar in a fight over a woman. He was sent to prison in Walla Walla, Washington, and it was there that he died in 1968 of pneumonia. He left behind an incredible number of fine recordings, a fact that was noted by his friend James Brown, who recorded a memorial album called Thinking About Little Willie John and a Few Nice Things. At least somebody remembered.
Ed Ward is co-author of Rock of Ages, The Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll. He also writes for the Austin Chronicle. This is Fresh Air.